My next guest on the show is from Bartlett Hospital. She is an infection preventionist, Charlie Gribben. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's nice to have you here. So we are here to talk about masking. Charlie, you could see I'm wearing my mask today.
Yes, and it's got great style.
Thank you. It's my bandit look that I'm going for. Charlie, what is the science and what have you been learning and as an infection preventionist, and what have you been teaching people about masking as we move forward?
Well, at the hospital, we've been using masks as a way of source control. And when I mean source control, we keep those that could be infected cover their noses and mouths. And it's an extension of respiratory etiquette, which is an act of kindness to make sure that you're not spreading germs that could be inside you to somebody else. So as a way to protect us and to protect our coworkers and our patients, we've been continuously masking at work since early April. And the reason behind that is because I don't know that I'm not sick, because this particular virus is super efficient at spreading between us as we talk and breathe and be near each other in indoor spaces. So I could have a pre-symptomatic infection for about 48 hours is on average before I would ever know that I've got symptoms. So that's what's really creating a special environment for this virus to be super contagious between healthy working adults. So that's what we're doing at the hospital. Covering your nose and mouth creates the breath that you have and that you're speaking and exhaling out of your mouth. Talking puts force behind that and it spreads it further into the air. So creating a more close environment by covering your nose and mouth with a mask makes it more protective for those that are going to be around you when you can't be physically distant.
So it sounds like you aren't so much doing this for you, but it's for other people.
Yeah, I don't know that I don't have it. I'm feeling fine, but I'm still continuing to go to the hospital. I'm adhering to all the CDC recommended mitigation behaviors like physical distancing and keeping my social circles small. But I still have to go to work and I have to educate my colleagues and see patients occasionally. So I am wearing a mask to protect myself and my family and my colleagues and my patients.
Is there science behind the effectiveness of masking?
Yes. There's a growing base of literature for this particular pandemic, but when I first heard about this new virus in January, I started studying SARS-1, which was an outbreak that covered the globe, which is a lot less infections, but it happened in 2003. And there is studies on people in Hong Kong where there was a lot of community spread, and that's community spread is where you don't know who has it. You can't really source, you can't trace the source back to a person. But those people that were surveyed that wore masks in public more often were 50% less likely to get infected with the spreading virus. So when you have it in a population and you have a high compliance of masking, and at Bartlett, I would say, we're like 99.9. I see somebody that's not covering their nose occasionally. But if you have a good, effective mask that you can breathe through and talk through, that's why medical masks are so great, because they filter out viruses. They have an electrostatic charge in that material, that polypropylene material, that catches viruses a little more effectively than tightly woven fabric. But any covering has an effectiveness. So we're keeping our breath and our exhaled particles that we're exhaling and talking, spewing through our lungs and our respiratory passages closer in towards us. So we don't spread what we don't know we don't have.
What grade do I get with this bandana on? Is that
I would say you get a B plus. Even two layers of tightly woven cotton fabric that you can breathe through and talk through protects those people that are around you. So I'm really happy to see you're doing that in the studio when you have a friend nearby, because that's what we're doing at the hospital. Even office workers, if we have somebody coming into your space and you need to talk, even if you're talking on the phone, it protects those people that could come into your airspace in an indoor environment.
All right, Charlie Gribben, I really appreciate your time. We have about 30 seconds left. In 30 seconds, what would you say to the people I see at the grocery store shopping without masks on?
I wish they would. In a grocery store, we need to protect the people that have to be there, the essential workers, or as they've been called in early in this pandemic. Wearing a mask protects them and it keeps that business open. And it protects their family as well as yours.
Charlie Gribben, she's an infection preventionist at Bartlett Hospital. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.
All right, take care.
You too.